Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos, where we learn how to anchor our hearts in God's truth, no matter how messy life gets. I'm so glad you're here today, because we're talking about something that can truly transform how you face your days. The joy of the Lord. Not the kind of joy that depends on everything going perfectly, but the kind that takes root deep in your soul and holds you steady, even when the storm rages. This isn't about pretending everything's fine. It's about learning how God's joy becomes your strength in the middle of your reality. So, grab a cup of coffee, get comfy on your morning walk, and let's lean into the kind of joy that can carry you through anything. Take a deep breath with me. Let's say this prayer. Lord, thank you that joy is not just a fleeting emotion, but a steady, unshakable strength that comes from you. Even in the chaos, you offer us a joy that holds us together when everything else feels uncertain. Help us today to choose joy. Not because everything is perfect, but because you are perfect. Show us the small glimpses of your goodness in our day. A word of encouragement, a peaceful moment, a reminder that you are near. Let your joy fill our hearts, renew our strength, and become a light that shines for others to see. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy isn't something that happens when life is easy or everything goes perfectly. It's more than a fleeting feeling or reaction to good circumstances. Joy is a choice. Joy is a daily decision to see and trust in God's goodness. Even when the world around you feels chaotic or confusing, Nehemiah reminds us that the joy of the Lord is your strength. This means that joy is not just an emotional bonus. It's a powerful wellspring of resilience and peace that can carry you through the toughest days. Choosing joy doesn't mean denying the hard stuff or pretending that pain doesn't exist. It means leaning in to the hope that God is still working. God is still present, and God is still good. Sometimes that joy will show up in a small, beautiful way. A smile from a stranger. A kind word from a friend. A quiet moment of peace in your heart. Other days, joy might feel like a faint whisper. And you'll have to look. You'll have to look a little harder to find it. But no matter what your day looks like, choosing joy is like choosing to plant a seed of hope that will grow and strengthen your spirit. So today, invite joy in. Find one thing, big or small, that reminds you God is with you and that life is still good. Let that joy fuel your heart, strengthen your soul, and light your path. Because when joy is rooted in the Lord, it becomes more than just a momentary feeling. It becomes a steady strength to face whatever comes your way. God, help me to choose joy today, even when life feels hard. Teach me to look for your goodness and to let your joy fill my heart. Thank you that your joy is my strength and my hope. Give me eyes to see the blessings around me and a heart that praises you in every circumstance. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today, and what is one thing you can find joy in today, no matter what? Write it down and take a moment to thank God for it. Friend, I hope today's reminder encourages you to seek joy. Not the shallow kind that disappears when life gets tough, but the deep, steady joy that comes from knowing God is with you. Remember, joy is a choice. You can make each day, even in the middle of uncertainty. So, take a moment today to notice one thing that points you back to His goodness and let that strengthen your spirit. If today's episode spoke to your heart, take a second to share it with a friend who may need it too. This is Casey with Kingdom in the Chaos. Keep holding on to God's truth and walking in His joy. I'll see you tomorrow.